Yorkshire Day. Here are some amazing things that Halifax has given to the world. To celebrate Yorkshire Day, August the 1st, we're taking a look at a few of the things that our wonderful area has given the world. Halifax and the wider area of Calderdale have given much to the world down the years, from life-saving to brilliant TV. Here are some of the things that Calderdale has given to the world. Halifax-born Percy Shaw patented the reflective road stud, or cat's eye, in 1934 and set up a company to manufacture his invention in 1935. Thanks to Halifax, the world has the delicious Quality Street chocolates. First produced in 1936, the tin contained a mix of 18 individually wrapped sweets for Macintoshes, which was set up by John and Violet Macintosh when they opened a sweet shop in Halifax back in 1890. Happy Valley. It was recently the TV show that had everybody talking, and it's thanks to Calderdale creator and writer Sally Wainwright that Happy Valley was the phenomenon that it was. Electric Blackpool Trams. Blackpool's electric tramway was brought about by a combination of a Halifax inventor, Holroyd Smith, and Blackpool Council in the mid-1880s. Smith produced his first electric-powered invention in a demonstration short garden line at his home. Anne Lister. Celebrated as the first modern lesbian, Halifax's Anne Lister was also a 19th-century landowner, businesswoman, scholar, and traveller. Her life was also recently brought to mainstream attention through Sally Wainwright's BBC HBO drama, Gentleman Jack. Halifax Bank. In December 1852, a small group of men gathered in the Old Cock Inn, Halifax. Their aim was to set up an investment and loan society for the mutual benefit of local working people. By Christmas that year, the Halifax Permanent Benefit Building Society was formally established. Eureka, the National Children's Museum. Back in 1985, Dame Vivian Duffield was inspired by the children's museums that she had seen in the USA and opened Eureka, the National Children's Museum in Halifax. Crossley Carpets. John Crossley and Sons of Halifax was the largest carpet manufacturer in the world throughout much of the 19th and 20th centuries. After years and years of business, the factory closed in 1982. The Peace Hall. The famous Grade 1 listed Peace Hall was built between 1775 and 1779 as a cloth market for the display and sale of pieces of worsted and woolen cloth. It is the only remaining Georgian cloth hall in the world.